in the limelight.
According to a recent report, the number one obstacle to U.S. voter participation, regardless of one's income level, are the beliefs that candidates are not speaking to their issues and that their vote will not matter. A candidate openly attesting that they may not honor election results is a signal to the public that their vote will not count. This obstacle becomes even greater to poor and low-income Americans who are 20% less likely to vote in national elections than those with higher incomes. We have prepared an article for you in this regard, written by Shana East Ryder. This article is published under the heading, "Is Trump Trying to Suppress Votes by Saying He Will Disregard Election Results?" Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. U.S. President Donald Trump has been casting doubt on the results with veiled warnings like, "The only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged." He panders to law enforcement at his rallies and has earned the endorsement of the largest police union in the U.S., causing worries that the president may be angling for their extra legal support on Election Day. During the first presidential debate, Trump spoke directly to the far-right group, the Proud Boys, telling them to stand back and stand by, and he encouraged his supporters to show up at the polls to keep watch, leading to anxieties about public intimidation or even violence at polling places. Add to this the right-wing demonization of the Black Lives Matter movement and anti-fascist, a global pandemic and looming economic crisis, and we have a powder keg of conditions that an authoritarian leader like Trump could exploit to remain in power should not he win the ballot box. The passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, leaving a vacancy on U.S. Supreme Court, has only raised further questions about the integrity of 2020 election. With Trump-appointed Justice Amy Coney Barrett newly sworn in, we will see a court split with 6 conservative-leaning and only 3 liberal-leaning justices. U.S. Constitution is ambiguous enough for bad actors to exploit in close races, as we saw in 2000 presidential election, and the Electoral College only complicates matter. Trump could even persuade GOP-controlled state legislatures to submit separate slates of electors, declaring him the winner, despite the certified popular vote. Democrats are trying to combat some of these threats in advance of the election. On October 16th, Senate Democrats offered a purview of their plan to counter tactics that may be deployed by Trump and the GOP with the release of a guide called Counting Votes and What to Expect on Election Day, which primarily serves to rely basic voting rights with details about the final dates for vote counting in key battleground states. The guide also asks Americans to be patient and reject misinformation in the case that we do not have complete counts on November 3rd. Democrats are also pushing for a huge turnout to limit doubts about the winner and will be working overtime to ensure that all votes are tallied. Legal strategy is being directed primarily by the Biden campaign, with support from Democratic National Committee Counsel Mark Elias, whose focus has been on mail-in voting laws. Another strategy two Democrats on Armed Services Committee have employed is to make formal, on-the-record requests of Trump cabinet members calling for their commitment to a peaceful transition of power if he were to lose the election. The Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, a U.S. nonprofit think tank and arguably the bipartisan political committee for the global ruling class, has published numerous articles slamming the president on everything from economics to foreign policy. Richard Haass, president of CFR, has called Trump's presidency and style of governing a threat to liberal world order, a liability for a great power and never strategically good, and says what we need is predictability, reliability, and continuity. Trump's presidency, particularly during the COVID-19 crisis, has been incredibly destabilizing for the economy and what the Council longingly refers to as international world order. Like his other lies, gaslighting, and media stunts, Trump's repeated stoking of election fears has had a profound effect on the public's consciousness. A recent poll shows that 47% of Americans are afraid that Trump may lose the election but refuse to concede, and that number jumps up to 75% among Biden voters. Is the threat of Trump not accepting the election results a form of voter suppression? According to a recent report, the number one obstacle to voter participation, regardless of one's income level, are the beliefs that candidates are not speaking to their issues and that their vote will not matter. A candidate openly attesting that they may not honor election results is a signal to the public that their vote will not count. This obstacle becomes even greater to poor and low-income Americans who are 20% less likely to vote in national elections than those with higher incomes. Trump's onslaught of lies distorts common sense knowledge over time, normalizing extremist ideas or actions. When the public accepts or adheres to such manipulations, this is what master propagandist and public relations pioneer Edward Bernays termed the engineering of consent. If this propaganda can generate fear in the public, Trump may be counting on a U.S. too overwhelmed to participate or fight back. Trump has been misdirecting the public with his negative rhetoric about mail-in voting, giving the impression that it may fraudulently benefit his opponent. But even before the pandemic, mail-in voting was gaining popularity among Democrats and Republicans alike. In 2018, 1 in 4 votes was cast by mail, and the prevalence of voting by mail has been increasing across a wide range of personal characteristics, and there is little difference in voting by mail according to income status. In past elections, researchers at Stanford University found that there is little to no evidence that mail-in voting benefits one party or the other, and Trump's tactic may well backfire for him. Trump's war on the U.S. Postal Service and voting by mail suppresses votes across the political spectrum, including members of his own older and higher COVID risk base. Some of the blue shift we are starting to see could be thanks to Trump's politicization of the pandemic, with calls for his supporters to be at the polls on Election Day, both for intimidation purposes and to collect evidence of so-called fraud. Given the current conditions and political climate, no one can accurately predict what may go down on Election Day. But those committed to ensuring that every ballot is counted will need to be flexible and ready to take down. Coups can be stopped when citizens reject misinformation, do not consent to illegal actions, and when the people demonstrate their power. But this is just the first step. Regardless of the outcome of this election, the U.S. faces intersecting crises of unemployment, housing and food insecurity, racial injustice, lack of adequate healthcare coverage, overwhelming debt and climate catastrophe. It's not enough to mobilize voters and protect the polls for one election. We must remember that voter suppression takes place when states are deliberately not organized to participate in elections. This means that those in power intend to benefit from a populace that is misinformed, has lost faith in their representatives, and feels as though their votes won't matter.